Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hello, welcome to New Life Live. This is Larry Sonnenberg. I'm sitting in for Steve today, and we miss him, but he'll be back soon. I get to sit in between Dr. Jill Hubbard.
Yes.
Hi, Jill.
Yes, hello, Larry.
And Dr. Dave Stoop.
Good to see you again.
It's a Dr. Sandwich here.
So. Yes.
Dangerous place to sit.
Yeah, it is. But I'm privileged to sit in this seat. Hey, I want to talk about something. Jill and I last night were at a preview
yes,
of the movie.
I'm so excited.
I can only imagine. And I just want to show this for the TV audience. There's a little flyer here about the movie. And it was really, really
special. My gosh. There aren't words. It was so powerful.
Yeah.
You know, as it builds up and it just really grabs you, didn't you think, Larry? Yeah. And halfway through, you could hear all the sniffles in the audience.
Well, it's a movie about Bart Millard, the lead singer of Mercy Me. And it's his story. His story mm-hmm. of his growing up and his poor relationship with his father. I won't
right.
get into too much
yeah.
more of that. And
yeah.
how it's redeemed towards the end of his father's life. And I can't say enough about it. There's nothing, it's not a cheesy Christian movie. There's nothing mm-hmm. hokey about it. The acting is superb. And I just want to encourage you in March. It comes out in March, March 16th.
You got named actors and actresses. Michael yeah. Finley, Cloris Leachman, Dennis Quaid, yep. Trace Adkins.
Priscilla mm-hmm. Shire. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. So anyway, we're
it's
on a
powerful
high,
movie. Yes, we are. I can't stop thinking about it, Larry.
Yeah, you got to go see it.
Yeah.
Leave it at that.
We'll be talking about it more as it gets closer, I'm sure.
We will.
So.
Today, in the middle of the program here, we're going to talk with Shelley Martinkus. She is the presenter of our Restore workshop, mm-hmm. the workshop for women who are struggling. Because their husbands made some poor choices with sexual integrity. So we look forward to talking to Shelley. You know, it's been a couple of weeks, so it's actually been a little over a week since that tragic shooting in Las Vegas. And it's too easy for us as a community and a culture to, if you're not in Las Vegas, to just kind of forget about it and move on with life.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kind of want to draw attention to that and to continue to pray for those people.
Yeah.
There are a lot of hurting people.
Oh, man. Yeah, the amount of loss and just the trauma and witnessing all of that is unbelievable.
And we have online a New Life Perspective CD called Trauma and Tragedy. And if you go to newlife.com, you can find it there and download it. And if you know anybody, if you yourself has had issue like that, maybe it's not Las Vegas. Maybe you live in, you know, Minnesota or somewhere, and you've had a tragic experience and trauma. Download this and get some help.
Mm-hmm.
We have a saying here at New Life that we want to give help and hope in life's hardest places.
Mm-hmm.
And that we don't think there's that many ministries that do it like we do it. So we just want to encourage you to give us a call. Call us at 800-NEW-LIFE and seek help. Whatever your situation, if you're just struggling, if you'd like to be a caller to this program, but you just haven't had the courage to pick up the phone and tell your story to thousands and thousands of people around the country.
Or just us.
Yeah.
But, just us. Don't emphasize the thousands of people.
But all I was going to say is call and talk to that one person in our call
yes.
center.
Yes.
And just tell them your situation and that you'd like some help. They can help you, whether it's just talking to you, a book, a counselor, a resource, tv.newlife, a workshop, whatever it is, they can help you. That's what we want to do. So give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if we can help you. We'll be back to take your calls.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. We are going to go to the phones. I'm sitting in for Steve Arterburn today. I'm Larry Sonnenberg, and Dr. Jill and Dr. Dave are here. And so let's go right to the phones, and let's talk to Laura on line one. She listens on KFAX from San Jose, California. Hello, Laura.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to marriage counselor with my husband, and we've been having a really long struggle. And the therapist thinks my husband has bipolar and ADD, and he thinks she's wrong. He won't, you know, listen to her, and he won't go to a psychiatrist to get assessed for meds. And I'm at the point where I've heard you talk to other people where they have issues with their spouses who just won't take the steps they need to do. And I've heard that you've advised they need to file for legal separation. And I just, I was hoping to get advice if I'm at the place where I need to do that. He's been kind of doing some crazy financial things. He just spent like $195,000 unilaterally on camera lenses. He says that he's doing it as an investment, so it's okay. And I got to tell you, we've lived like the last 5 years of our lives on less than $50,000 a year. So it's this huge amount of money he got. He got lawsuit money that's meant for the family because he can't earn as much because he lost his leg in a terrible car wreck. Mm-hmm. With my younger son, I take care of my two boys, and one of my sons is severely special needs now because he was in a car wreck too. Mm-hmm. He has a wheelchair. He's paralyzed on one side and a feeding tube and incontinent. And I stay home with him, and my husband works, but it's just, we've been just struggling for so long, and there's just no movement. My husband doesn't want to come to the table and work out a financial plan for our family. He won't work on his, like, he obviously has ADD issues, piles of papers everywhere, hoarding in the garage, and camera and audio equipment.
Hey, Laura.
Packed to the gills. Mm. Oh, yes.
What question do you have for Jill and Dave? What would you like
should
to answer?
Should I file for legal separation?
Well, the risk you take in that is that the other person can easily switch it to a divorce, and if that's the case. But I would tell him that you're going to go see an attorney because you can't live like this any longer. I wouldn't be specific about what you're going to do. I would make it kind of general, that you're going to get information in that, and then talk to an attorney to find out what the options are and what you can do. Some people do that, and it protects them financially, which is important with what he's doing with the bipolar stuff.
That's what I'm worried about, because I'm like, mm-hmm. the way he, right before that, he spent $40,000 on equipment. I'm like, the rate is going.
Without discussing it with you, Laura?
he did it. You know, he didn't tell me. He told
okay.
me after the
I mean,
fact.
That's and I, the problem there. You know, I mean, the yeah. amount of money obviously is the problem because it doesn't fit your budget. But it's that, also a problem when he's acting independent. And that would be, you know, a question I would have for him, that it's confusing to you that as a married couple, he continues to act independent and make financial decisions that you guys aren't yeah. in agreement about. Now,
that's pretty typical of yeah. bipolar.
Well, right. Yeah. No, it is. It definitely is. But you have to keep bringing this to his attention.
Yeah.
That
yeah, I have.
Okay.
100 times.
No, and I'm sure you have.
Therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, and, you know, like, this is not okay. We've created, like, the counselor and I have created, like, 4 different financial plans, you know, and he just stalls and procrastinates when it's not something he likes to be the one. He put all the money in account with just his name on it. And he got from the lawsuit so that I can't touch it. And so he likes the total control, even though the therapist keeps trying to say, you know, we got to work on
right.
you guys having more equity in your marriage. And he's just like, no. He's
so he outright says no. He doesn't even give lip service to it. Not that that would be
he
any
says,
better.
No, I'm not okay with that. I'm not going to do it. You know,
okay.
He gives me money every month, and the counselor sarcastically calls it my allowance.
Mm-hmm.
And then we run into problems because, like, I need to buy equipment for my son who's got the special mm-hmm. needs. Like, recently I was going to purchase him, like, a little basketball hoop at school because when the kids go on the playground, he can't go on the playground because he's in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has nothing to do. So the school said I could buy a little – anyway.
Yeah.
I wanted to go out and purchase it, but I don't have that amount of cash for this hoop. It's $1,000, and
so you're having a hard time even functioning because he's controlling the funnel of money.
Exactly.
I mean, okay.
So I have to go to him, and then he stalls.
I don't think I would tell him, Dave, that you're going to the attorney.
I think I would tell him that I'm going to the attorney to find out what my rights are. Not that I'm going to file.
I called an attorney and I told her about the mm-hmm. lawsuit and how much it was and what they would do. And I just got the advice on the code of the lawsuit and what they would do. 50% would stay with him, and then the judge would determine what happens to the other 50% depending upon her family, because he was the injured party. He lost his leg.
Well, it sounds like
and
your son
he
was.
Did that.
But your son also was injured.
My son's very, very injured, and that's what I do. I take care of him, and then I have
right. So,
son too.
So it seems like the money would at least be half
him too.
Your son's.
Yeah,
my son has his own.
Oh, gotcha.
He has his
okay.
own. He has a trust. The only thing with my son's trust is you kind of have to upfront the money up, and then mm-hmm. you put in for reimbursement. That's where we get stuck because my husband
mm-hmm.
he stalls on.
So back to her original question.
Yeah, so the original question, I think I would definitely go and seek legal advice and know your rights, as Dave is saying.
Yeah, and maybe you're right, Jill.
I think that would create, you know, an adversarial relationship between the two of them. And
try to talk her out of it.
Right, we'd go on the defensive. The other thing I would do is say, okay, if you're not liking this diagnosis or this opinion, let's go to a psychiatrist and get a second opinion. And
yeah, it's our marriage counselor, not a psychiatrist.
Right, I understand that. So to go, let's go to someone.
He won't do it.
Well, the problem is compounded too, Laura. Mm-hmm. If he's truly would test out to be a bipolar person, they're seldom compliant with the medication that's needed.
Right.
And it's not really a mental disorder. It's a physiological disorder in the cells that can't absorb sodium and other stuff. And yet there's a stigma attached to it, unfortunately.
It creates a type of mental illness, yeah. Although I know people don't like that term associated yeah. with it because it is physiological.
And they don't like the limit on their emotions
right.
that the,
yeah.
that's placed
on. Well, gosh,
on.
It feels so
he
good to feel bigger than life.
He was on ADD meds in the past, and he yes. said he didn't like, he felt flatlined when he was on ADD yeah. meds.
Mm. So even if he got a diagnosis and got medication, it would be another job to get him to comply with what the doctor said.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
you do have to set more and more boundaries with him, Laura. And I would say
yes.
how we are functioning now with you making all of the decisions doesn't work for me. This isn't a partnership. I'm not sure what yeah. I'm going to do, but I need to do something because this doesn't work for me. And I'm willing to work with yeah. you if you'll work with me. But if you're not, I'm going yeah. to have to make my own decisions. And don't tell him what you're going to do.
Yeah, just can't leave it
vague. Yeah, I told him that straight
okay.
out. He
okay.
knows.
Okay. So then you go and you get the information. And as you get information, right, then you will decide what to do in it. But there has yeah. to be a lot of firm boundaries because people that are bipolar do not see the impact that they have on other people. And they see you as a joy kill. Right,
Laura. Mm-hmm. Thank you for making yeah. the call, and thank you guys for this great advice. Why don't we send her the book Boundaries?
Okay,
that might
yep.
help a lot. Okay, that one just dropped. Let's go and talk to Jane. Jane is calling. I'm not sure where she's calling from. Jane, hi. Thank you for calling. How can we help you?
Hi. What is the best thing to do if you have someone who's a young adult who is trying to get help, but he's not doing anything, and he tries to do things on his own, and things are not coming right or no positive results, not motivated to look for a job, and he tried some things, but they're not working for him, and when you offer to help, he wants to do it on his own. When things they don't come right, he gets depressed and mm-hmm. he just fights back not to get help.
Jane, how old is this person?
He's 28.
He's 28. And is this your son?
Yes.
Okay. And does he live at home with you?
Yes, for the time being, yeah.
Okay, for the time being. Was he out of the house and then came back, or?
He tried to go to school and tried to live on his own, but mm-hmm. he didn't find what his purpose is. He tried it, though. And he's afraid. He's scared. He's a good person, but he's afraid. And then every time things they don't go right, he gets afraid. And we're trying to help him to get to a therapist, but
where's his father, Jane?
I beg your pardon. Can you ask?
Where is his father? Is his father live with you still?
His father is like tried to help him, but I don't think his father is capable. When I look into him, he gets down easily. It seems it's been a long time now, maybe like 5 years trying to.
So depression kind of runs in the family?
Mm-hmm. Some of my families, yeah, they have that.
Hmm.
Yeah, especially the boys.
Yeah.
And some of the girls too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like passed on from generation to generation, and nobody
right.
has a
right.
lot of oomph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would one of the things you might try is to get him to dream as to what he'd like to do, and then set up a.
His dream was to do music, mm-hmm. and my advice for him was like go ahead and do it, and he did it for a year, and now he's like he doesn't like it at all.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, and that's certainly a field where you have to be able to handle a lot of rejection. Mm-hmm. And if he's easily deflated, which it sounds like, you know, if he puts a little bit out there and it doesn't come back positive, then he deflates instead of where someone else might fight back and keep pushing. So I can see where that would be a hard profession for him to be in.
But then you can take that as a starting point and spin off from it other ways that he could accomplish the same purpose. You know, and because unless he can see a future,
right, he has to be able to imagine something.
Yeah.
Right, because if you imagine nothing, or if you imagine failure, you often get it.
That's exactly where you aim. Aim for nothing, you'll get it every time.
has he been employed in the past?
No.
Wow.
It's like he would be motivated to get it, and then he finish everything, and he gets scared, and he stops. Like, I can't do this,
Well, and, you know, part
there's something that I feel like there's something left.
Part of being an adult is being afraid and doing it anyway. And Jane, I would really look at the ways in which you cushion him. At 28 years old, you should be doing very little for him. And help, and even looking at a timeline for him to be moving out. Because until he feels the pain of his own situation, a lot of times he will do nothing.
And he'd have to move out with somebody. He couldn't probably do it on his own.
Well, Jane, thank you. We're going to a break.
Send them that depression book.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll talk about that at the break.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. We're talking to Jane, and her 28-year-old son is struggling.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some depression, and just before the break, we said we would send Jane a book on depression, and it's called Understanding and Loving a Person with Depression.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll send that to Jane, but you guys had a couple of comments or thoughts about.
Well, you know, one of the things generally when someone is struggling and not doing what they need to do, you know, and this kind of goes along the lines with codependency, is you don't want to do for someone what they need to do for themselves. But the caveat to that is if someone is too depressed mm-hmm. or immobilized to do for themselves what they need to do, then you have to help them along. So that means you may physically have to take them to a doctor and mm-hmm. report to the doctor what you've been seeing, what's been happening.
Mm-hmm.
I would also start with, you know, asking him what his awareness is of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
What is he seeing the problem? Sure, he's afraid. Okay, but let's dig a little deeper than that. Right.
Well, and the other thing is, I mean, a lot of teenagers start working at a McDonald's or some fast food place, and he could get a job doing that.
Well, certainly, there's lots of things, but.
And once he starts moving in the right direction, right. The depression will ease up just automatically because
right.
There's a doing. So
any movement will help to shift
and
the
so,
mood.
So that means you have to stop mm-hmm. supporting him, mm-hmm. and hopefully there's something that will click and they will get started in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, anything that might be even remotely motivating for a person, you know, given their personality, some people, you know, if another person needed help, might be able to rally to, you know, offer some help. If there's something that he likes to do, anything to get him out of the house.
Out and connected with other people.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, connection is important. Mm-hmm. He's got to have friends.
Yeah, because that isolation is such a killer.
Well, Jane, thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate that you took time to call New Life.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to send you that book about understanding and loving a person with depression. So thank you. Before we go to another call, I just wanted to share, you know, I talk a lot about the need for money at New Life. And
yes, you do,
I
Larry.
Do. But
you're kind of known for that.
Yeah, I wish I didn't have to do that, but I do. And I had breakfast with a friend this morning, and he's in real estate, and he had a big deal going that had been in escrow, it was a big office building for months and months. And there were a few of us at the table, and one of the guys couldn't believe that he said that escrow blew up. It fell apart just days before it was supposed to close.
Oh, wow.
But he said the brokers who were handling it for the buyer decided to step in and buy it themselves. It was such a good deal. And price. And he said, I had been so depressed and I was so struggling with why this buyer wasn't doing what he was supposed to do and it was being delayed and why it wasn't working. And then look what happened. Mm. I never expected it. And I said, thanks, Bruce. I needed that today because I don't know where the resources are going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who will step up and help us. But I'm just asking you listeners and viewers of the program, would you step up and help us? What we do is it's
an offering of hope.
Yes, it
right,
is
to people mm-hmm. and people. It, you know, talk about someone who lacks inertia or something. It doesn't take as much to you know call into a program
mm-hmm.
as it does maybe to actually go out and see someone.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we're the first line of help. People will be listening, and they can listen passively, and, you know, they start to internalize what we're talking about as they hear the other callers even.
And the thing that I see is God uses this ministry in such a great way. We don't do as much as what we get credit for. We get credit mm-hmm. for a lot, but it's God that comes in and touches hearts mm-hmm. and minds and help people gain a willing spirit to take steps they shouldn't take. And we just are asking people to support that. I know what radio does. We get letters and calls that people that say this radio program has changed their life. And I'm asking if you're one of those, or you know somebody who is one of those, if you've heard us talk about somebody who's had that experience and it's given you joy and delight in your heart, mm-hmm. we could sure use your support at New Life.
And it doesn't have to be large. I remember in the summertime when we were really struggling, somebody who gave $5 a month regularly, decided to up it to $10 a month. And that was meaningful and powerful, mm-hmm. and that's what we need, people to do that.
Although we won't turn down any of the large
ones. No.
No, but if I'm a listener, I'm thinking, well, you need big bills. But it's the accumulation of the little gifts, and
mm-hmm.
it's amazing how people sacrifice to support the ministry, some of them.
And God measures the heart.
Yeah.
Right.
He does. Might.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so thank you for that. The other thing I was going to say, Dave, that I learned last night was, she eats a lot of popcorn.
Well, I wondered if you were going to notice. I'm like nonstop eating until I started choking.
And every time I went to get some, she slapped my hand.
Well, when she gets emotional, she must eat.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I have this association with the movie theaters, you know, popcorn, like a lot of
people,
right?
It, yeah.
Oh, man.
It was a big tub.
And you couldn't get any.
No, she just sat there.
I just hoarded the popcorn.
Oh, my word. Oh, gosh. Well, we're going to get to your calls. We're going to talk to Shelley Martinkus next. And we're just grateful that you're listening to New Life Live. If you make any gift this month, we will give you a copy of that book we just gave away to that last caller. It's Understanding and Loving a Person with Depression. And if you could join Club New Life, the benefit of that is you're helping each and every person you hear us talk about whose lives are changed. We'll be back.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. November 10th through the 12th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.newlife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip. And that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, welcome back. We are blessed because we have someone on the line who's a very special person that has done a lot for New Life. Shelley Martinkus is on the line. Hi, Shelley.
Good morning, Larry. It's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's good to be with you.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi, Shelley.
Hey, Dave.
Wow, it's a whole family reunion.
Yeah,
here.
We're all here. Right? Excited to talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Well, Shelley, there is a Restore workshop coming up, and you're the presenter at that.
Yes.
I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about that. Maybe start with... what are most women who come to that workshop, what is it that they struggle with most or that you've experienced? And why should somebody
come? I think most of the women that come to the workshop, I think first and foremost, they are struggling with even letting anyone know what is happening in their personal life. Mm-hmm. A lot of the women that come, they say, "I have not told anyone what is going on in my marriage." So I think first and foremost that, you know, the struggle is, can I come here and can I speak my truth and will I feel safe and will I still be loved? Mm-hmm. And what the women find out really quickly is it's a Me Too environment. And so I start with sharing my story and putting it all out there, and it really opens the door for the rest of the women to do that, and the counselors to do that as well. And really quickly, I feel like the attendees see, like, oh, yes, this is a safe place, and I can speak my truth, and at least share with these women, first and foremost, hey, this is what's really happening in my marriage.
That's just terrific. I've been privileged to sit on that. It is an amazing transformation that happens in a weekend. Shelley, speak a little bit about groups and what happens in groups. Some of the ladies who are listening that think they want to maybe come to this, they aren't sure. Mm-hmm. They've never been in a group experience. They don't know what it's like.
Right.
It's kind of fearful of them to even think about speaking out loud of what's happened. You just addressed that a little bit. But talk about the groups and the counselors.
The groups, that's where the magic happens. Mm. You know, I just kind of stir up the pot from the front of the room. But the groups, like, that's where it happens. And they're small groups. So it's not like you're sharing your story with 50 other women.
And it's in a very private place.
Yes, it's 7 or 8 other women. There's a counselor there. Typically, I mean, she's been impacted by betrayal in one way or another. Mm-hmm. And so she gets it. She's been there. And so she's helping facilitate the discussion. And it really, I mean, the group experience, that's where it's at. It is amazing. On Friday, when you go to that first group breakout, everyone is like, not looking at each other, their eyes mm-hmm. are looking down, you know, they're like mm-hmm. holding a pillow in their lap, mm-hmm. not wanting to talk. Larry, you've seen it. By mm-hmm. Sunday, the ladies are crying and hugging mm-hmm. and taking pictures. I mean, it is such a transformative weekend as far as the group goes. And literally, those women leave with a band of sisters mm-hmm. that they can call upon in the days and weeks ahead. So the group is so transformative. Well, it's amazing.
It seems like it really just breathes life back into women because mm-hmm. women in those situations are so deflated and depleted and,
feeling
and
lonely.
Beaten down and feeling like there's something inherently wrong with them that yeah. these things have happened.
Well, I'm so glad you're leading it because mm-hmm. it, from what I hear from the women that I've worked with who've gone, the weekend is aptly titled Restore. You mm-hmm. do a great job of helping women restore to themselves a sense of worth and value, and I just really mm-hmm. am grateful that you're doing it.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah, I think, Jill, as you were talking, mm-hmm. I was thinking about how the enemy wants us to keep everything in the dark
right.
and not say anything to anyone. And, oh, my goodness, if they knew, what mm-hmm. would they think of me?
Right.
And so I do feel like the women come in with, I mean, they are just pulling so much shame with them, so much pain.
So much.
And what happens in the group is there's an opportunity for each of those ladies to drag their truth into the light,
mm-hmm.
and they realize, like, it takes the power out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that they walk away from the weekend and they're like, great, dusting themselves off, I'm all better.
Right.
That easy
but
button.
At least they have the tools to go back and do some really hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And at least they walk away with, like, no, I am not going to hide. I'm not let the enemy continue to defeat me. I'm dragging mm-hmm. this into the light, and because of Jesus, I'm going to live in freedom. It's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a wonderful ministry, and I'm so happy that we finally have it here.
Shelley,
got it right.
Shelley, I want to thank you for your role in this. You say you stir it up from the front, but you
and you mop it up from the back too.
Yeah, but it is so special that what you share and how you share it. I told somebody she's equal to Jason. Jason's been doing this for years on the EMB side, Every Man's Battle side. She comes in after one or two. She's hitting it out of the park, and I just am really grateful for you for that. The thing I want to say to the women who are listening is that you go to the phone, and right now you're thinking it weighs about 2,000 pounds because you don't want to make that call mm-hmm. to our phone line to get the help that you need. And the phone isn't that heavy. And that punching mm-hmm. those buttons, it's not that difficult. And I know that scares a lot of you. And I just am praying that you would pick up the phone and dial 800-NEW-LIFE today. That's 639-5433. The workshop is, the next workshop is in Washington, D.C., and it's in November, and the date just, or is November 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So doesn't matter if you live in California, Oregon, Washington, Utah, yeah, Idaho, anywhere. You can get to Washington, D.C., wherever you are. And you can drive from local. But please get there. Shelley, thank
you. Larry, can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, I feel like a lot of women listening, and I was the same way. You know, I listened to New Life 14 years ago when everything blew up in my marriage, okay? And I feel like a lot of women, they're like, I just need to get my husband to go to EMB. We will be fine if he goes
right
to EMB.
Right.
And EMB, I think, is the most incredible workshop on the planet. And, of course, I'm biased because my husband helps with that workshop, right?
But rightly
but
so.
I really do. I think it is the most incredible workshop on the planet. And in order for marital restoration to occur, I think it is so important for women to come to the Restore Workshop.
Right.
And even if your marriage is a casualty, even if you're separated or divorced, there
thank
is still
you for
so
that
much healing for you awaiting at the Restore Workshop. So I don't want women out there to think, you know, we just need to do EMB and we'll be good.
Right.
I really, really believe you're selling yourself short, because for there to be healing, it's not just about your husband or your ex-husband. It's about you too.
Right. But that's the over-focus, right, on the husband and the kind of magical thinking that will get him fixed and then life will be good because my world will be in order. But so many women, their husband does go and get help and then they're falling apart and they don't know why.
And the beautiful thing that we're seeing happen is, conversely, we're seeing women that go to Women in the Battle, and then the month or two later, their husband comes to the workshop for the men, Every Man's Battle. So
so they kick it off with Restore.
Yeah, some are. Mm-hmm. Not all, but some are. Mm-hmm. Well, Shelley, thank you so much for taking time with us. We're just, you're the best, and we're glad that you're going to be there in November, and more women are going to get help. And there's more than, you know, we can't handle as many as there are, but we just got to get them to call. We'll take care
of
it.
That's right. Yes, go for it. Pick up that phone.
Thank
you. You will not regret it.
All right. God bless you, Shelley.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
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 Yeah, it's really something. I can't say highly enough. You
well,
know?
And if their marriage was restored, that's what I always say.
Yeah.
Shelley and Jason's was restored. Wow, there is hope out there.
It is.
Anyone can do it.
No offense, Jason, but you know, that was a lot.
Well, right after the break, we're going to go talk to Karen in Atlanta. So, Karen, you hold on there. There's others holding. Just keep holding, and we'll get to you. If not in this program, in the next. So, let's see, what's the other thing? Oh, Every Man's Battle is coming November 3rd to Orange County. So that's a week before the Women in the Battle, November the 10th in Washington, D.C. And then it's coming sooner than we think. January, Washington, D.C., Living Light. And Jill, you've worked workshops like that.
I have. It's a wonderful time of people coming together and learning more about their issues than just losing weight.
Right. So,
although that's a byproduct a lot of times.
Yep. Join us for those. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. We want to go to the phones and we want to talk to Karen. She's calling us from Atlanta, Georgia. She listens on WLOJ. Hello, Karen.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
I had to leave my husband about 2.5 years ago. We had mold in our home that was caused from his hoarding.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
And I had serious health issues. Mm. And he hasn't cleaned it up yet.
Oh.
So you're still living separate?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, I'm sorry.
And I had to get an apartment because I had come down to be with family. And I had more health issues. So I finally got into an apartment, and he said he would help me pay for it. Mm-hmm. And he's not. And I'm on disability, but a very low amount of disability.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, how long do I wait for him to do something before I get a lawyer? I don't know what to do.
I think you've waited long enough, Karen.
Yeah, it's a
Karen,
long time.
Okay.
What is he doing about his problem? Does he recognize he has a problem?
I don't think he does. He's also passive aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to counseling, and it didn't help. But he won't. He doesn't do anything. I had to go up a couple of months ago to get some things, and he asked me for another chance, but he's done nothing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely nothing. He's got storage buildings he's paying for.
Mm-hmm. So he's not gone to therapy on his own. He's not sought out something like Clutterers Anonymous. There are 12 step groups all about this. Okay.
Yeah. No, he does not think he has a problem. It's his stuff
Okay.
He might say something sarcastically about it. Well, I know it's all junk. I know it's all junk. But he won't do anything. And he would get very upset if I threw anything away in the house.
Of course.
He would go through the garbage.
Hmm.
Of course.
And
you probably need to file for a legal separation, which establishes parameters for the finances. And have you talked to an attorney?
I had talked to one just as an initial consultation to see if I needed to get a lawyer, but he's been paying for my groceries. I have a credit card, and so he pays for my groceries and my gas and the additional health insurance, but not anything else. I've been trying to do on my own with what I have.
Well, I mean, he's coming part way, but you want somebody that's going to step up to the plate.
Well,
and your filing might be enough to get him motivated to do something if he wants a second chance.
Well, and is it to the point where you could call, a lot of cities now have task force, and if there are health issues, they will come in and inspect and do something about
especially it. Especially if it's mold.
Yeah, with mold and things like that. So looking up the hoarding resources in your city would be something also that you could do, because then the authorities step in and they do something, because eventually it becomes a hazard for people in the neighborhood. I mean, if that house were to catch on fire, that could be problematic for a lot of people, and just the mold and things that are breeding there. So that's also a route that you can go.
Okay. And the mold that's in the house, I had it tested, and it came back that it was very hazardous, because I also have chronic Lyme disease.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
wow. And so
well,
with
you can't be living in that.
It,
yeah.
Yeah. And it was just horrendous. So, and he knew. I waited for a year for him to do something. But
yeah.
When you look in the house itself, you do not see mold on the wall.
Well, of course. Right.
It's all coming from the basement. And
mm-hmm.
Well, but when they... When they inspect it, they pick it up from the air. They don't have to see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes,
but,
that's what he
But Karen,
did.
You know, this is a sickness, Karen, that he has.
I know.
Right? So and it's so hard to understand. And it's along the lines kind of obsessive-compulsive personality disorder. It can fit into that category. So that might be something you want to look up, because it's like they are so compelled. They, you know, can't go outside of their rituals a lot of time. That's what holds them together emotionally. And so, you know, that's why it's not just about him getting rid of the junk. It's about him understanding his attachment to the junk and his fear of letting go of it. What will happen?
Yeah.
You know, he's padding himself. It's like, you know, someone who puts on a lot of weight who has been molested or something. It's a protection. Okay? So there's something about his stuff that protects him that has deeper meaning than just, why don't you get rid of the junk? And I would be saying things to him like, I know there's so much more going on here. I know this has meaning for you. Help me understand why this has more meaning for you than me, than our marriage. And I know you don't mean that, but that's how it's being played out. Do you see that?
Karen, what would he think if this program, which is going to air a little later in the month, what would he think if he listened to this phone call and heard what Jill just said to you? Would he get upset? Do you think he might hear something there that would cause him to do something differently?
I think he'd be very angry.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, he'd be angry because he was exposed?
Well, maybe.
Well, people know from our church and that what was going on,
Maybe he needs to get angry in a direct way, and because that might energize him to do
Instead
something.
Of being well, passive aggressive,
and you could say to him, "I just am at a loss. I have tried. I want to help. I'm not trying to cause.
I want to be married.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I want to have a relationship without all this junk.
And
between
we can't
us.
Do it living distant like this. And so I got so desperate, I called a radio show and talk to them, and I'd like you to hear what they had to say to me.
Okay.
It's just a thought.
And when he says he wants to get back together, Karen, it's okay, I need to see that you're doing things to address your illness, right? That you're seeking out a psychiatrist, that you're going to therapy, that you're going to a 12-step group that deals with the cluttering issues.
And maybe offer to go with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually, Karen, that might not be such a bad idea to attend one of those groups. They have wonderful literature, Karen, and I think you could sit in on one just to have some understanding and explore those issues, because, you know, you've teamed up with someone who, like I said, pads himself and protects himself with all this junk, and it keeps you guys from being intimate. And so that's someone that's been rather unavailable for you all these years, and that's a hard place to be.
Karen, thank you for calling us today. We're going to send you a copy of Take Your Life Back and see if that might help you. And I'd like to close with a passage of Scripture here today. It's from Ephesians, and I've come to learn and love this book. It's a great prayer book. And this passage from the first chapter says, "I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. And I just love that. I mean, it goes on. I love the whole thing, but that one passage, so that you may know him better.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to do here at New Life, and that's what this radio program does, is try to give you that spirit of wisdom, because people like Dave and Jill, they're some of the wisest people I know. I call them wise guy, but they take it wrong. But thank you for listening. We pray for you. We'd ask that you might help us with your support if you can, and we'll be back next time. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.